This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. I'm your captain. He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, on a Wednesday morning with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, in the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite, streaming live online right now. Now, a special shout-out goes to all of our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody that's helping in the coronavirus effort wherever you are. Thank you for helping keep us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, and the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too, as well as all those roughnecks out there working the oil rigs. By the way, oil jumped up again yesterday. We'll tell you about it in a little while. Thank you for what you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And like the page and follow us along there. And you can jump on in the chat room, too, if you'd like to. So, starting things out, we have the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. And good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Let's say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we're going to start the program off tonight with Tom Fitton talking with Lou Dobbs on Fox Business. And they were talking about more documents that the FBI has pertaining to the Flynn investigation. And again, this is all damning stuff, and they're sitting on it, and apparently it's going to be released. But just listen to this conversation.
Hey, Tom, let's talk about Christopher Wray. He's under some considerable heat, Congressman Andy Biggs, Congressman Jim Jordan. They mean to find out what in the hell he is doing. But, you know, frankly, I've watched him throughout. Stonewall every agency, Congress, and do so with a arrogant smirk on his face as he did. And now, the questions about General Flynn make it absolutely critical that he be investigated.
The worst corruption in the FBI's history, arguably, has been around the abuse of Trump, people like General Flynn and others. And FBI Director Wray just gives it a shrug of his shoulders, saying, well, we'll have better training of our FBI agents who really had nothing to do with it, in the sense that it was the FBI leadership at the top levels in D.C. That were pushing this corruption through the corrupt FISA process. He knew, or should have known, about what went on with Flynn. Right now, there's 8,000 documents, 8,000 pages of records they're still sitting on between Page and Strzok emails. The FBI under Wray has taken the position that no text messages that Page sent out, Strzok sent out, McCabe sent out, anyone else sent out, is subject to FOIA. The cover-up is continuing under Director Wray. To me, it's unacceptable. Mm-hmm. Attorney General Barr needs to step in and just take the documents.
Now, I believe there's going to be a legal challenge to this, and I believe that Christopher Wray, the FBI director, is going to have to release these documents, because from what we just heard there, it sounds like as if they're being intentionally withheld. Does that sound like it to you?
Well, Captain, you know, it certainly has been, number one, a Herculean effort to get the documents that they've gotten so far regarding Michael Flynn through his attorney and so forth. and it's been years, and it's been a real struggle. But what those documents show that we see now, where it's where this evidence is leading, is that Michael Flynn was the victim of being targeted, essentially, by rogue elements within the FBI, it would seem. And so the rest of these documents, one might think, would be just as exculpatory as the other ones that we've seen. You're right. There's no reason to sit on these documents.
Yeah, and we need to find out who it was that wrote those notes. Because was it a James Comey? Was it an Andrew McCabe? Was it a Peter Strzok? Was it a Lisa Page? Or was it somebody else?
Well, precisely. And these are the kinds of things that we need to, in order to have the complete picture. But one thing we do know, Captain, things might have been a lot different if we had known exactly what was happening to General Flynn way back when. Maybe it wouldn't have been Jim Comey going around giving his interviews and all these kinds of things. They might have been investigating Comey, for all we know, and the rest of the squad, as it were, there.
Well, here's the problem that I've got with all of this. The first attorney, the first legal firm that General Flynn got, it happens to be, that firm happens to be the one that the former attorney general was at.
Right.
Obama's
Eric
attorney general.
Yeah, Eric Holder. Right.
Yeah. I mean, how could you do that? Wouldn't you not know that it was like the fox guarding the chickens in the hen house?
Yeah, no kidding. And again, it came at a time when it looked like they were trying to find perhaps a way in to the administration, and obviously to the campaign prior to that. But you know, it's really something, Captain. When Jim Comey went on one of those interviews and he said something about, I don't know how I got away with sending agents into the White House, you know, and I think I heard Trey Gowdy comment on that very thing where he said, you know, the FBI, you don't try to get away with things. You have procedure and you follow the law. It just shows the kind of disregard for the venerable FBI that there was, that was there.
All right, hang on a second. We got the Professor Emeritus on the line. Hey, Dan, we're coming up on a hard break. Can you hang on?
Sure.
All right, so hang on, because I know he's going to have something to say probably about what we just started with, which I knew when we did that, this is not what people might have been expecting to hear right off the bat because of what the news has been today, but this is the stuff that they should be hearing about because, again, there's something really rotten going on in the FBI, and I think Christopher Wray is still part of the problem. I don't know. I could be wrong, but why isn't he just stepping up and cooperating with Attorney General Barr or with Flynn's attorney now, Sidney Powell? All right, we'll be right back, folks. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, and you're listening to The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle, and we'll get to him in just a second. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Now, remember, I am a user of Relief Factor. I've been taking it for 4 years now, and it literally keeps me on the straight and narrow because I do have arthritis, and anybody that's got it knows that that can be very painful because of the different injuries that I've had over the years. And my back has been fused, too. My spine's been fused, so there you go. But anyway, let's just put it this way. Without the Relief Factor, I would be taking Mobic and Flextrol. And I didn't want to do that then, and I don't want to do it now. So this is one way that I kicked the habit, got off all that stuff, and got onto something all natural that's actually good for you. And I took a pack just before I started the show tonight, about midnight. So to find out more and to get into the Relief Factor 3-week quick start program, which costs $19.95, go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain, and sign up for the 1995 quick start. Now, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We're getting some breaking news. 3 United States Marines have subdued an unruly passenger on an international flight. Eric just set that off to me. Well, let's see. I'm going to see if I can try to find that. You can be doing that while Dan is talking here, because I'm going to bring Dan into the mix. But we've got the report now that 3 United States Marines have subdued an unruly passenger on an international flight. Don't know where it is coming from or where it was going to. Now, Dan, the man, how are you?
I'm doing fine tonight. How about yourself?
I'm doing fair to middling. Now, we started out the show talking about FBI and what's going on there, and the fact that Mr. Fitton over there at Judicial Watch has discovered the fact that there's 8,000 more pages of documents pertaining to the Flynn case, and they're trying to get them released under the Freedom of Information Act. And apparently this one's got a little bit more of the footprint in there from Page and Strzok and McCabe and somebody else, or somebody, you know, one or two somebody else's.
Well, I'll tell you what. This is what I know about it. When you work in the executive office of the White House itself, everybody leaves a presidential administration hating the FBI. They're contrite, they're conceited, and Christopher Wray is cut from the same cloth as James Comey. And I don't care what anybody says. The guy is the same. What Trump should do, if I was an advisor to Trump, I would say make an unannounced visit to the FBI, the J. Edgar Hoover building, go into Ray's office and sit in his chair and make him subordinate to you. Because that's the only way you're ever going to get. The stuff is going to be released. The president can release any kind of national security sensitive information he wants. I think they pretty much know, you know, if it embarrasses the FBI, so be it. When you're wrong, you're wrong. And that is, Ray is, like I said, he's no better than James Comey. You got another James Comey. I don't know who advised Trump to pick him, but I would just tell Mr. Ray, either you release this or you're fired. I'll take your resignation now.
Uh-huh.
You know, he seems to have pretty good luck, President Trump does, with acting directors. At least they get a talent scout out there to know how they're going to do down the road. And this whole thing is making me sick because, again...
That's how we got McCabe, remember?
Yeah, we got McCabe. You had Rose, the whole bunch of them. Mm-hmm. They're not. It's a tight fraternity over there. Mm-hmm. It's hard to break unless you purposely want to go out to the edge and break it. And I think it's time for Trump to do that.
All right, hang on a second. Hang on a second. I got more information on this. Okay, this was a flight from Japan to Texas coming into Fort Worth, Texas, Kyle. We're hearing that apparently it was yesterday morning sometime.
That's right. I do have some more information on
it. Well, tell us about it. Tell us about it.
That's right, Captain. This involves three Marines from Camp Lejeune, we understand. They were traveling back from their what was a six-month deployment, about halfway through a six-month deployment on Okinawa. They were traveling back from Tokyo to Dallas-Fort Worth. There was a passenger on the airplane who evidently barricaded himself in one of the plane's bathrooms and began loudly saying what was being described as threatening comments. So these three Marines went to that bathroom. They were able to subdue the person. They bound him with flex ties, took him back to a seat, and guarded him all the way until the plane could land, we understand. So this is what we know about the story at this point. They're now being recognized by their unit commanding officer for their bravery and quick thinking. And they are from they're from the 1st Battalion, 6th Marine Regiment.
Very good. And semper fi to those Marines and smart thinking on their part. And there you go. All right. So back to you there, Mr. Professor Emeritus.
Well, I tell you what, that was just my two cents. The FBI has a long story history. It didn't run right under J. Edgar Hoover. It's not running right now. The last two directors have just been terrible.
Yeah.
And Ray is no better than Comey. I've already said that, but maybe they should put more Marines on commercial flights. I heard that. So, but that was it. To look at it from the outside in, if you think they're choir boys, they're not. The bunch in Washington, D.C., the bureaucrats, they love the adulation, they love the power. They love all the perks that go with it, and that is the FBI director, probably nobody better than him. When he moves, he has as many FBI agents around him as the president, and they love that.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody working for the president, Democrat or Republican, will come out, and they will tell you the FBI is hard to work with, it's hard to be around, And if it was Trump, I would finally put the hammer down on him.
Let me ask you a question. We have the new DNI director, John Ratcliffe, Texas congressman, who's going through the confirmation process. And Charlie Chucky Boy Schumer came out yesterday, and he says, well, you're just going to be a yes man. You're just going to kowtow to the president and do whatever he tells you to do, blah, 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 blah. And I'm thinking to myself when I heard all of that, I guess he doesn't know what the defense, the DNI director does he?
No, he doesn't. But I've got to be honest, I didn't think we needed it. This goes back to 9/11, the director of national intelligence. Well, you got a director of the CIA. You got 27 different intelligence agencies. You probably don't even need half of those. You're not going to bureaucratize your way to national security.
Well, every cabinet position has got their own security in there, their own intelligence, rather. There we go. All of the different agencies, right?
Correct. All of them have their own intelligence agency, and all of them have their own police forces that are on the same level as the FBI or ATF or any of that. The Treasury has one. The Commerce Department has one. The Defense Department has Army, Navy, Air Force Intelligence, Defense Intelligence. They've got four. And you name it. Everyone has one. But I don't understand why we needed a national director of intelligence, because you had the CIA. Everything filters into the CIA anyway, one way or another.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you go so Kyle and I can get back to doing what we're doing. But, again, I appreciate your comments and what you had to say, and you're always a wealth of information. So stay warm up there in the cold country.
Oh, it is cold tonight. It feels like October.
I know it is. All right. We'll talk to you later. Dan the Man, everybody. Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana. Well, Kyle, you know, Dan makes a lot of sense of what he's talking about there because, again, the FBI, we sit here and we're getting smoked again by the FBI because of this Christopher Wray and what he's not doing. And people, you know, he's sitting on these documents. No one should have to say, well, you've got this, this, and this. How come we haven't seen it? Nobody should have to do that.
Oh, I totally agree. And I think that the American people can differentiate between those who were doing something wrong and for their own purposes, for their own political ends, whatever you want to call it, and the rest of the FBI. And so if Director Wray is worried about besmirching the FBI and these kinds of things, I think if he would just come clean with this and clean house, the American people would not only be happy about it, they would feel much more confident about the world's greatest law enforcement agency, basically.
Yeah, well, I could basically play something I got here from Jim Jordan, because he raises the question, where's Christopher Wray been? And I might get into that when we come back, just to play that. Because what we are going to talk about when we come back is we'll finish up the Christopher Wray stuff, but we'll also get into this botched deal down there in Venezuela. How was that ever allowed to take place? There is a Venezuelan general that an expatriate who apparently is in Colombia that put all this together. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We'll be right back. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is defending the move to dismantle the coronavirus task force in a matter of weeks, even though the number of cases of the coronavirus continues to climb.
We have hospitals that we built. We have medical centers that we built. We have people on the task force that focus on that. We have people on the task force that focus exclusively on ventilators.
The president in Arizona met with members of the Native American community. 2,000 members of the Navajo Nation have been infected with COVID-19. He was also asked whether Dr. Anthony Fauci and Dr. Deborah Birx would take part in the new committee that would be formed as the focus turns to the economy.
There will be, and so will other doctors, and so will other experts in the field.
At the Honeywell plant, the president said the pandemic has underscored the importance of restoring supply chains and a powerful domestic manufacturing base. This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
There's that darn rascal again there, the ones hanging on the telephone. That's two in a row we got out of him tonight there. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Geico Insurance. Check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, Geico.com, and get yourself an insurance quote from them. Now, not only do they insure the car or the truck that you're driving or the motorcycle or ATV or boat or RV, your ski-doo, your sea-doo, but if you're a homeowner, and they can insure your home, or if you're a renter, they can insure the place that you're renting and the contents and all that stuff. And you might want to just check them out to see if they could save you some money, because that's how it started with me. I had another insurance company, and they'd raise their rates. And I says, wait a minute, what are you raising my rates for? I haven't had any accidents, this, that, and the other. I've been a safe driver for a number of years, and I checked them out, and I've been with them now for going on 14 years, and I get a very good rate with them, and my policy continues to remain fairly constant. Although this year, right now, they've lowered their premium by 15%. Now, that's a good thing. That's a really good thing. And they've done that because, just like all the other insurance companies, people aren't driving as much, at least not yet. So go to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we're going to finish with Christopher Wray. I had a little something that I stumbled onto here. This is Jim Jordan. He was talking to Laura Ingraham, and listen to the conversation they were having about Christopher Wray. This kind of is the icing on the cake for what Dan was mentioning.
and Japan, and all will be well. It shouldn't pass any more absurd pieces of legislation. All right, Congressman Jordan, you wrote a letter to the FBI director today about this outrage with the Flynn case to Director Wray. Tell us a little bit more about that. We've got about 30 seconds.
Where's Chris Wray been? He's been FBI director for 2.5 years. Why do we have to learn this? Because Bill Barr put Jeff Jensen, U.S. attorney, on it, looking at Mike Flynn's case again. Why didn't Christopher Wray tell us? So we sent him a letter today. We said, when did you learn about this? And when you did, why didn't you tell the United States Congress? Devin Nunes has been trying to get this information. We want the documents. We want that 302 that was changed, Laura. And we want to talk to the agents who were there when they interviewed Mike Flynn and why they changed that 302. So give us the documents. Let us talk to Mr. Pienka, the guy who was in the room with Peter Strzok when they interviewed Mike Flynn. That's what we want to see. We gave him until May 18th. Let's hope he gives us that information. We should have had it a long time ago, but hopefully we'll get it by the 18th.
Well, the poor agents of the FBI who actually do a great job, they have to deal with this cloud hanging over the agency. It's the Bureau. It's just, it's got to end. Congressman, thank you for working for the American people, as other of your colleagues are not essential, apparently.
And the Judicial Watch, Tom Fitton, has also put in a Freedom of Information Act to try to get these paper, these documents released, 8,000 pages, and we'll see where that goes.
Well, certainly. And, of course, they're asking these questions, and they're putting in these requests, the FOIA requests and so forth, because we were led to that. It wasn't, they're not just fishing.
No.
They're actually trying to laser beam in on to what's really at the heart of this.
And this apparently has more detailed information about the involvement of Strzok and Page and McCabe and a couple of other people, and may even go up the ladder further. May go up to James Comey. Maybe that's why he's sitting on it.
That could very well be, yes.
Now, what on earth were these birds thinking when they went into Venezuela? I understand it was supposed to be, we heard it was a group of 300. Well, that's not true. There may have been 300 in the group that was being trained, but only about 50 or 60 of them actually took part in this, quote, mission. They were given their marching orders by a former expatriate Venezuelan general who apparently is hanging out in Colombia right now, and he... And again, I don't know where the money came from, this, that, and the other, but the security person owns a company over in Melbourne, Florida. Now, we have since found out that apparently he and his company had provided some of the security at some of the rallies that Donald Trump had when he was running for president.
Well, that's right, Captain. What we've been able to find out is that the company, Silvercorp, evidently claims to have provided security for President Trump 2 years ago at his political rallies in North Carolina. That's the extent of what we know right now. We don't know to what degree they would have provided security for the president himself or those who would be part of the president's team. More than likely, I would think it would be general security at the venue. That would be my guess at this point.
Yeah.
But right now, this is the person, Jordan Goudreau, if I'm pronouncing his name correctly, runs the Florida-based security company Silvercorp. Evidently, there is a dissident Venezuelan military officer, I should say. We don't know that he's necessarily a general. And his name is Javier Nieto. And this is the person, evidently, who was trying to orchestrate this incursion, basically.
And he went back to Colombia, where he's currently at.
Right, that's what we understand. Yeah.
And somebody in his organization apparently spilled the beans on somebody, and that's how they managed to get caught.
It sounds, from what we know, it sounds like the classic double cross of some sort, you know. So that's right. So they knew they were coming.
All right, let's go over to the phone lines. I believe we got Ian. Is this Ian?
Yeah, I want to throw something out, just an opinion, a theory I got on my own, okay? You know this thing with Joe Biden and Tara Reid, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and that supposedly the University of Delaware's got evidence or information that supposedly would prove her allegation, and they won't open it up, and Joe Biden doesn't want to open
it
up.
Right.
I don't think that's the real issue. I don't know if this Tara Reid. I don't know what happened with Tara. I think that's a deflection. I think what's sitting in those archives at the University of Delaware is videotapes of him meeting with Chinese politicians throughout his entire career. You see where I'm going with this?
Yeah, well, he certainly did that. Yep.
Of course he did that. That's what I think's in those archives. I don't think it's got anything to do with Tara Reid and the allegation. That's not to say that it didn't occur
right
with her and him. But I'm saying that that's being used as a deflection. I think there's real pay dirt there. And it's probably already been destroyed by now anyway, so it's too late.
All right.
Anyway, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, all right. And by the way, the other thing, Kyle, is that we do know that the Biden campaign we don't know about as recent, but we do know that last year, towards the end of the year, they were at the University of Delaware trying to go through some of those records.
That's true. That's true. And, of course, one might think that they're doing that not only because they know that these things can erupt, as they do, but maybe just trying to get ahead of anything that could come out about Biden. It was interesting to me, Captain, that Joe Biden could sit there and tell Mika Brzezinski that, you know, I don't want things that I did or people I talked to come out. You know, I spoke to Putin and so forth. It's interesting. Nobody jumped on that and said, hey, he could be a Russian agent. What does Putin have on Biden? I mean, none of this ever was brought up, but Biden can say it, and it's no big deal. But, of course, when you're running for president, it's a whole different scrutiny than even if you're running with somebody for their vice presidential slot. President's a whole other level.
Well, usually when you run for political office, they want to know if you got any skeletons in your closet. And if you do, they say, you better tell us now. We don't want to hear about it with some report from the XYZ Times or whatever. That he may have said, well, there might be something in my records at the University of Delaware. That might be where that went, and that might be why they showed up there, because they did, his people did show up there. We know that.
Yeah, precisely. Precisely. And so with the whole Joe Biden thing just seems to be collapsing in so many different ways. He may stay and be on the ticket. I don't mean it's collapsing in that regard necessarily, but it just every day gets worse for Joe Biden. I don't think he's had a really great day in a long time on this campaign.
Well, depends on who he picks to be his VP, because he kind of led everybody to believe that in the next week or so he was going to have a vice presidential candidate he was going to name.
That's true. We understand they were vetting, I think, up to about a dozen women, including Kamala Harris. But we understand that there was some powers that be, donors, I believe, who said, don't make it be Elizabeth Warren, basically. Certainly, I don't think, not Bernie Sanders, because he doesn't fit the bill already. But any of these folks that had run, maybe Klobuchar, maybe Harris, maybe some sort of other left-field person. But it's interesting, because whomever he picks, that person is going to be the focus for a great many reasons, because a lot of people think that Joe Biden is just that he's, you know, not going to be able to serve his time on if he wins, because he seems to have these issues that are really plaguing him in a personal way, in a physical way. And so this is very, very, very
right.
Sad to see happen.
Hold that thought. We're going to be taking a break here, folks. When we come back, we're going to take a look at the highways and byways out in the National Truckers Report, brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Make sure you stop on by there and grab yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. Tell them the captain sent you to get that nice cup of coffee. All right, I'll be right back. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Well, how about that? I had Donna Fiducia and Kathy Curtis, my two lovelies that do our voiceovers, the two lovely ladies, and appreciate that very much. And by the way, now it's time for a Trucker's Highway and Byway Report. Hey, hold on to something. Here we go.
Between a boy and man, she was 17 and she was far from in between. It was summertime in North.
Friday. If you haven't figured that out, that's Kid Rock, and that's called All Summer Long, and that goes along with, like, the Lynyrd Skynyrd things that they've done together. It's pretty much the same sort of beat and whatnot, and I'm just going to say that queued up. But let's bring Kyle Warren back into the mix. Okay, Kyle, how warm is it in California?
Well, Captain, it was warm today, and it's going to get warmer tomorrow, and as we go through the week, and it's probably not going to cool down, at least in Southern California, until we get into next week, we understand. We still have some windy conditions in certain areas that can add to the dryness, and we are getting into the what California calls the wildfire season out here, and so we're going to see triple digits tomorrow in Palm Springs, and I think also across part of the Southwest as well, and that's where we're at right now.
Well, you aren't the only one, because while the heat is continuing to build in the West, as a few record high temperatures are possible over the next couple of days from the Southwest into parts of Southern California. Now, that's over into Phoenix, by the way, Arizona, and also up into Nevada, Las Vegas area. Excessive heat warnings also and heat advisories are in effect across the region, including Los Angeles, Phoenix, Las Vegas. Later in the week, the heat's going to spread into the Great Basin and parts of the Pacific Northwest. It could be up as far as Seattle, some of these temperatures, but what we got going on right now is if you're going across I-10 from or I-8 for that matter, you better make sure your radiators are right and you got some extra water with you or coolant, as the case may be, because it's going to be hot all the way across, and you guys hauling those heavy loads are going to have some interesting fun if your engine isn't up to snuff and your fans aren't working the way they're supposed to be. But moving along, Kyle, going to the north, Idaho, there's a lot of windy conditions along I-84 and I-15 tonight, so going to be some breezes blowing pretty good up in that area. There is some wind in the central part of Washington State tonight. Now, we do have in Wyoming some wind advisories there. However, up in Montana, it's not just the wind, it's the cold temperatures, because we got some freeze warnings up there in the northwestern part of Montana. By the way, 4th of July up in that area, freeze warnings there tonight. And then over towards Bozeman, some freeze warnings there. And then as we drift down into Colorado to the west of I-25 and going up over the top over towards Grand Junction and southwestern Colorado, a lot of fire threat advisories there and cold temperatures, freeze watches in effect for northeastern Colorado and parts of Nebraska about out there in the west.
That's exactly right, Captain. And as we're also seeing some of these, what could be some rain and thunderstorms, again, through parts of Texas and parts of the south as well.
Yeah, now, when you talk about the weather and you talk about the rain, we do have a system that's following the Gulf right now from about New Orleans over to pretty much Mobile. And then we've got a fire threat advisory in the panhandle today from right about Muscle Shoals all the way across over towards Crestview, Florida. That may be extended as it's very warm and very dry through there. Up in the central part of South Carolina tonight, if you're traveling I-95, we do have some gusty wind conditions there. Got some scattered showers up the East Coast if you're going up I-95. Maryland and Delaware and New Jersey. And then upstate New York again, here we go, central New York, we've got freeze watches there, and all the way up to Hudson Valley from about Poughkeepsie all the way straight up I-87 to the Canadian border, we've got a freeze watch pretty much following that area of the highway right now.
Yeah, exactly right, yeah.
Now, not to be forgotten about, there could be some changes in the weather, because I see another system just outside Southern California, it's starting to make its way towards you. What's that all about?
Well, from what I can tell, I think it's right now primarily up near Northern California, Oregon, in that area. And it looks like it could affect the area, Bay Area of California, but maybe not getting towards Southern California too soon. So it just may be up in Northern California.
Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, ladies and gentlemen, always brought to you by our friends at the Pilot Travel Center in Flying J, nearest you. You know, you're in for a real treat because a lot of the truck stops right now are kind of cutting back on their services because of the fact that there's some things they can't get, and they've cut back because the trucks weren't traveling the way that they were. But all those military and all those coronavirus loads that are out there, the FEMA trucks, they're all out there running around, and they're all in the same boat. They got to have diesel. They got to be able to take showers. They got to be able to do their laundry when they're out there for a week or two at a time, or three, whatever the case might be, and they got to be able to have a place to park where they can take their break, and that's what they offer them at the pilot travel centers and the Flying J truck stops, right?
That's exactly right. It really is an oasis, you know, where you can do what you need to do and relax when you need to relax and eat something good, too.
Now, Sean Hannity, last night, blasted what he called a truly disgusting Obama letter on the Biden-Ukraine probe. Did you happen to see that?
I saw some of that, yes.
Well, he's asking Obama, what were you hiding?
Yes, that's right.
So what were they hiding?
Well, they're hiding the idea that they were going about this misinformation campaign about Russia and the so-called connections with Donald Trump, these kinds of things, as I understand.
Now, Obama's office blasted the Senate's Biden-Ukraine probe. That's a letter that Barack Obama himself wrote and signed. And they don't seem to understand that this Ukraine and Obama stuff, Biden stuff, is not only Bo Biden, but it's also the father and it's also the brother. All of them made a lot of money, millions of dollars off Ukraine.
Well, and that seems to be sort of part and parcel of what it means to be the Democrats in power to a great degree, and especially because, again, Biden was put in charge of all things Ukraine, and then you have his son on the on the board of directors of the Ukrainian energy company, and so on and so forth. Now, if you just reverse it, and this was a Republican administration, Republican vice president, and the cronyism and nepotism, they would have been, it would have been wall to wall coverage until they finally resigned. But this is just a okay, whatever kind of deal. Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break, and we'll get ready for the break. And folks, I'm going to take you up to the break with our friend here, Kid Rock, and we're going to play a little bit more of this because somebody wants to hear this. So guess what? You're going to get a chance to hear it for a little bit.
Off the box, she'll forever hold a spot inside my soul. We'd miss her in the sun. We couldn't wait for night to come to hit that sand and play some rock and roll. While we were trying different things, and we were smoking funny things, making love on the lake to our favorite song.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.